You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You're listening to The Happy Hour on RNIB Connect Radio. From picture-perfect Instagram feeds to unsolicited advice at the school gate, many parents feel they're under constant scrutiny. Now, a new study from Mum Baby UK, as part of its As They Grow, So Do You campaign, reveals that almost 2 in 3 parents say they feel pressure to be a perfect parent. Now, joining us to chat about this pressure and how we can combat it is midwife, parenting expert, and mom of 3, Zoe Watson. It is lovely speaking with you, Zoe.
Hi, Paulina. Great to be here.
Now, Zoe, what are some of the most common things parents get judged on?
Oh, I think the list is probably a bit endless there. But I would say, you know, the most common one that I see is a lot around birth, actually, and like their choices around birth. And then it goes on to how we're feeding our babies, whether our baby is using a soother, or we call it dummies. And then, you know, it just continues, doesn't it? As your child grows, then screen time, what classes they're going to. I think the list is endless. Parents feel judged on everything.
And it's not just, you know, these expectations don't just come from the outside world. It's even people that are really close to us.
Absolutely. So the pressure can often come from partners, in-laws, close friends. But interestingly, the survey actually showed that over half of the people questioned on this, the pressure came from themselves to be the perfect parent.
Why do you think that is?
I think we have access to so many different types and styles of parenting, you know, with social media and just, you know, seeing other parents at baby classes, at the school gates and things like that. And I think we're constantly comparing ourselves and criticizing how we do it. And I think it can be really challenging to actually look at one person's parenting style, which is working for them, and to appreciate that, but then not to feel that you're doing something wrong because it's not the same style. Your style could be completely different. It doesn't mean either of you are right or wrong. You're both amazing parents, but you're just different.
And the thing as well is you can't parent every child in the same way. You have to adapt things so they actually work for them as well as you.
Yeah, absolutely. And I've had 3 girls, and I would say my parents' style has remained pretty much the same, but they are all so different in themselves, and they are all individuals. So, you know, where one might need more time, you know, for like emotional support, another might need, you know, is more energetic and needs more sort of mental stimulation to be on the go all the time. And it's exactly that, you know, every baby, every child is different. And actually, when my first 2 daughters were born, they were 2 years apart. My first daughter, I really struggled with her sleep. And I remember constantly feeling like I was doing something really wrong with her sleep. And actually, when my second daughter was born, I did all the same things because that's all I knew. And she slept really well. And that was my point of realization of they're just different. They're different children. And it's nothing to do with parenting. It's just also what your child is like.
So can you tell us a little bit more about the campaign? It's called As They Grow, So Do You. What are you hoping to achieve? Why is it important?
So we feel this campaign is really important because what we're saying to new parents is to embrace that lovely chaos that we have as new parents and to let go of that pressure to feel like the perfect parent and to allow yourself to, you know, embrace the messy parts and look at your growth as a person when you have your baby. You know, growth is so different from between each parent. One person's growth might be to slow down and to be able to just be and to rest if they're used to doing something very high pressure and always being on the go. Whereas another person's pressure might be to go out and socialize and make some new parent friends, or I don't know, like to challenge themselves with different aspects of parenting. So it's also embracing the fact that growth as a parent, progress as a parent, looks different to everyone. So we need to drop that comparison and that need to feel perfect so we can enjoy it more.
I guess it's a little bit maybe about opening up about the fact that life is not perfect, parenthood is not perfect, and maybe talking about the ups and downs and the fact that you might not get it right, and that's fine.
Absolutely. And actually, part of the survey discovered that 3/4 of parents pretend that it's easier than it actually is. And I would completely encourage anyone to just be real when they're talking to other new parents. If there's something that you are struggling with, if there's something that you find particularly challenging with, or if there's something you feel like you've made a mistake with, speak to other parents for that reassurance, that support, because we can learn and grow and bond so much with other parents by telling the truth. And, you know, like I said, embrace the messy parts as well. And we all make mistakes. We all get it wrong. And there is no such thing as a perfect parent. So we might as well stop trying to be one.
Yeah. And it must be so emotionally draining as well.
Yeah, to constantly have to keep that guard up that you're doing, you know, this perfect job all the time. You know, eventually it is going to slip and you might come crashing down, and we don't want that. You know, it's best to kind of, you know, check in with other people as we go along. And if there's bits that we're finding challenging, speak about them so we don't have a big crash of feeling like, I can't do it. I can't spin all these plates and, you know, keep everything going and having this perfect, you know, looking like it's a perfect life, when actually you could be really struggling inside, that pressure.
And it doesn't really benefit anyone. And I feel like people forget that life's changed so much in the last few decades. And now we seem to have this weird expectation that we should be excelling in every single area of our life. We should be excelling in our career. We should have a budding social life. And we should be a perfect parent that is always switched on and always available to their kids, which is impossible.
Absolutely. And I would actually say as well, you know, I just touched on that. In modern day society, we have tracker apps, we have social media, we have the internet. So we have access to absolutely every single opinion, style of parenting, the ones that look absolutely perfect on social media and things like that. And actually, too much information and too, you know, looking at all of these different ways it can be done, it actually can really disempower new parents. Because instead of actually going, how do I feel? What's my maternal or paternal instinct saying? How do I know? What's my baby showing me? We're making parents feel that unless you have the latest app or the latest gadget, that we don't know what we're doing. But actually, you know, if we break it or take it all back to basics, I often say to new parents, take it all back to basics. Just get to know your baby and just slow down with them and get to know them. And that's where real progress can be made.
Now, Zoe, for anyone who's listening, where can we go to find out a little bit more about the campaign and maybe feel a little bit more supported?
So if anyone wants any more information, if they head over to the Mam Baby Instagram, we've got lots of interviews on there with new parents and experienced parents with lots of different stories to share. And we've also got handy tips and advice on there as well. So yeah, head over to the Mam Instagram if they want some further information.
Fantastic. Well, Zoe Watson, thank you so much for speaking with us today on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you, Paulina.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.